Caressor by Cecilia Bennett. First published 2025. Copyright AB Discovery 2025. Lena's arrival. Lena stepped off the Cloudtrim with a hesitant heart and a too tight suitcase. The Caressan air smelled faintly of baby powder and warmed milk, and a dummy hung on a hook by the welcome gate like a wreath. It was 2072, and so much of the world still had its struggles, but there was Caressor, where everything was very different. It was a world of acceptance of inner identities, joy, and close personal relationships.
She'd read the brochures. She'd skimmed the guide. She'd even packed a training onesie from a just-in-case online shop back home. But now that she was here, surrounded by people in pastel rompers and fuzzy booties, she felt like a rigid block of adult stone.
A cheerful greeter in a daisy print smock approached. "Good morning, traveler," she said, her voice as warm as a blanket fresh from the dryer.
"Would you like to register for a starter cuddle, or would you prefer a quiet look around?"
Lena blinked.
"A starter cuddle."
The woman didn't laugh. She just smiled kindly and offered a fuzzy badge with a bear on it.
"For the ones who think they might be little inside, but don't know how to let it out yet."
Lena took the badge and clipped it to her shirt. At the welcome nest, Lena was given a private room with a double-size crib, plush white bars, and a lullaby selector screen. Her caretaker, Mally, wore a name tag shaped like a sun and spoke gently but clearly.
"You can stay dressed just like you are," Mally said, "or you can try some soft alternatives.
Nappies are optional. I'm happy to help with anything you're unsure about." Lena stared at the folded stack of adult nappies on the shelf. Her stomach fluttered with something like embarrassment, but also like a deep longing. She whispered, "Maybe just the romper." It was yellow with ducklings and zipped in the back. Mally helped her into it, and offered her a choice of a baby bottle with warm milk or chilled berry formula. Lena chose the berry, mostly because it didn't feel too babyish.
It was still quite a rush for her.
Lena sipped slowly. Mally sat beside her and rocked them both on a wide glider chair. The gentle motion, the sound of a heartbeat-shaped lullaby in the room, the smell of powder. She didn't even realize she'd fallen asleep on Mally's shoulder until she woke up 2 hours later, with a dummy in her mouth, and her thumb curled instinctively against her cheek. The next day, Lena watched a regression parade in the town square. Toddlers with stubble and dummies toddled beside grown women being bottle-fed in strollers. A boy in a frilly pink dress clapped wildly as he was handed a plush unicorn. Couples held hands while one of them suckled a thumb, cradled in the other's arm. Lena found herself tearing up.
This is what she had come for.
She wanted to cast aside the rigid rules and expectations of regular society, and at least for a while, embrace the different.
Embrace the baby and embrace the nappy itself.
Later that afternoon, she chose to wear a nappy.
Not for necessity, but to stop worrying about whether she needed the toilet or not.
Mally praised her gently and said, "It's okay to let your adult go. It'll come back if you need it.
But today you don't."
And Lena did indeed let go. Her bladder relaxed and the rest of her followed suit. She crawled on the soft mats in the play pavilion. She stacked big wooden